Hello and welcome to the Women's Soccer Coaching Podcast. This is where we take a deep dive into the challenges and opportunities faced by those who coach in the women's game. I'm Andrew Rayburn. We'll bring you our feature interview in just a moment. This podcast accompanies the November issue of Women's Soccer Coaching magazine, which is available to subscribers right now. As well as the usual session plans and practices to inspire you, we have an interview with Charlotte Richardson, founder of the Eighth Wonder programme, which was set up to create football's future female leaders. Ireland under-17s coach Chelsea Noonan offers her advice to coaches looking to climb the ladder. We speak to three senior coaches about getting girls to stay on the ball. And as we move into the final part of the year, Jolene Murray offers advice on coaching in winter weather. So that's particularly for our Northern Hemisphere listeners. Elsewhere in this issue, the inspirational Manisha Taylor MBE, assistant head of coaching at QPR, shares her journey with us and talks about breaking down barriers and bringing more diversity into coaching. Our main interview feature, though, is with Barcelona women's head coach Jonathan Giraldez. Appointed in July, he is facing the challenge of trying to build on the Spanish club's most successful season to date, which included, of course, winning the UEFA Champions League. He is also our podcast guest. He talks exclusively to us about how to motivate some of the best players in the world, what success looks like to him, and his career so far. Steph Fairbairn caught up with him.
Jonathan, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure, a big pleasure.
It's a pleasure to have you. So you've been manager of Barcelona women now since the summer. How have these past few months been for you, and how has the start of the season been?
For me, it's been a great experience because I had a great challenge to improve the performance of the last year because we won almost everything. So for me, it's a big challenge because I have one of the most important players in the world. So the challenge will be the same respect to the last year. Try to win everything, improving the individual skills of the players. And I think right now at the beginning, we are on the best way because we get all the games with victories.
And talking about, you know, trying to maintain that success, you've got a team of world-class players, very successful. They always hit top standards. How do you go about motivating these players to keep hitting those standards year after year?
Yeah, of course, you always can to improve. One of the most important things for me is not pay too much attention when you are winning the game. It's all what it depending of you, like a player, you have to keep improving. Because during every single game, it's not possible to make all perfect. So my main goal is try to improve the individual skills when we are playing every game. And it's not so important if we win 7-0, 8-1, like the last game against Real Sociedad. It's not for me. It's why we concede a goal, why we miss four balls in the opposing half pitch, and why we create 18 situations, clear situations to score, and we only make 8. And for me, it's pay attention in the way where you can improve. And all the focus is try to keep improving as an individual player, because I think if you can improve like your individual skills, it will be easier for the team keep improving like a global team. So this is my main objective.
And does it help as well that because you've got so many top level players that are competing to get into your team and squad, do they help raise the levels of each other?
Of course. This is the worst part of my role, like a head coach, because I have to decide every game only 11 players can play. And I'm not being fair with the players because all the players deserve to play. I promise you, because of the training session, the intensity and the quality, all the players is high. And I have to decide. And also, I think that when you have so many players with a good quality, they compete between them. So the performance, the team performance is keep improving. You know, of course, I have to take the decision who has to play. But until now, I am taking the decision which I understand is the best for the team. Understanding too that I am not being fair every game because many players doesn't play or don't play. The last game against Real Sociedad, three players left on the bench, and it's not easy for me, but they have to accept the role they have, and of course try to give opportunities to all the players, but trying to give the best for the team. This is my role. I understand what I have to do, and the great performance I have like a global team is good for the team because they have to win the place. They have to compete with the best players. So it's the best way for us to keep improving.
And how do you reference there, you know, some of the score lines recently? You're on a great winning run, but you're winning by quite a large margin. So is it a lot about making sure the players keep focused and look beyond the score line to make sure they, you know, they keep looking to the next game and keep wanting to improve?
Yes, and also trying to give to the players and to the team different skills during the game. It's not only thing about the individual skills, like the main goal to keep improving. If not, I try to give more options. When we have the ball with different players in different positions, for me, it's like, okay, I am giving you like a team more options when we have the ball. And during the different game, maybe we can use this kind of attacking situation with this kind of players. And I try to give more options to the team to use if I need it. And by the same way, when we are defending, it's like, okay, if this player is playing, okay, which is the principal role, which the charter is for these players. And depending on this, I have to adapt the rest of the players. So for me, it's give more options like a global team. And depending on the game, I have to adapt. Of course, I think two ways, improve individual skill like an individual player, and try to give more option like a team with different attacking and with different ways to defense too.
And talking about the different types of games, obviously you've got, you know, standard league games, and you've also been part of the coaching team for massive games like the Champions League final. Does your preparation change depending on how big the game is?
Of course, each week is different, but for us, the focus is not the open team. For us, the focus is keep improving like a team. And depending on the team we have in front of, we have to adapt different concepts during the training session, you know. But it's not only thing about the opposing team, if not our different options to attacking. Okay, for this game, we are going to use more this kind of option, you know. It's nothing about we have to adapt everything. If not, we have to use different options like a team, because for this weekend, for this game, it will be a successful way to win the game. And it's try to put the focus in our model of the game with small details to adapt for the game, but not only thinking about the defensive or offensive system, the opposing team, if not the individual qualities, which is the best place to hurt them, on which is the only way the opposing team to hurt us, you know, is think about, okay, this team, they have three great running players attacking the space, threatening behind. Okay, we have to practice that, but not only thinking about the opposing team, is not which is the best way for us to keep improving like a team when the opposing team is playing direct long behind, you know. And also because we have the feeling when we are playing different games, we prepare the game, it's like, okay, this is the model of the game. But after that, the opposing team play against Barca and they modify all the structure. So it's not so important for us to analyze the opposing team. We have to analyze the opposing team when it's really important, because the level of the opposing team is PSG, Chelsea, Arsenal, Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid, you know. Only in this case, we have to understand that they go to modify a small details to play against us. So it's 100% sure what we analyze is going to happen during the game. So the main focus for us is keep improving like a team, and small details adapting to the team, depending of the level, of course.
You've just referenced it a bit there as well, that, you know, there are teams looking at you thinking, we want to be like Barcelona, or we need to beat Barcelona. Do you and your players ever feel any pressure because there is a lot of focus on you?
No. I think it's an extra motivation, because people, when comes Johan Cruyff to the stadium, they come to enjoy, and we have a really good feeling when we are playing at home, and it's a different atmosphere for us. And for the supporters, it's like, okay, we are playing at home and we are enjoying. It's not too much pressure for us. And the players are able to live with the pressure, because they are the best players, one of the most important players in the world, and with the national team. So they are able to play this kind of game. It's not an extra pressure. Only for us, it's an extra motivation.
And talking about the players, and just going back to the, you know, the Champions League final or big occasions, how do you go about managing player nerves and player excitement when it's coming up to something like that?
We have to try to understand each game on the similar preparation. For us, the attitude to play the first game in La Liga or during the preseason, the friendly games, they have to be the same. If we play Champions League, we have to create the habit. It's not so important who is in front of us. We have to play always at the same level. And if we get play at the same level, of course, when we are going to play against semi-final or quarter-final, both of them Champions League, we are able to play this type of games. But we have to play at the same level. If we are winning 5-0, 7-0, the attitude has to be the same. So we have to train during the different games the same habit to get the most important game playing before, like we want to play. It's not only, okay, we are going to play the most important game of the season. No. We have to make the training session before, playing all the games like it was the last. For me, is one part of the training each game.
So I want to talk a bit about you as a coach.
Are you sure?
Obviously, you've made the step up now from being a first team coach to being the manager. How has it been to adapt to that? And what advice might you give to someone adapting to that change?
For me, it was easy. Obviously, when you have a new situation for you in your life, because you move or you change your job, the positive part for me was, okay, I knew the player. So it was only change my role during the day, but I am the same person. My relation with the players is the same right now. The decisions, the last part of the decision are mine, but during the training session, I am doing the same like before. I am preparing the training session, I am preparing the video, I am preparing the model of the game. It was part of my role 2.5 years before. I am making the same. Obviously, I modify different things during the day, during the training session, during the video, because I have a different way to think about football, to prepare the games, to keep improving the model of the game, of course. But personally, I am the same person, and my relation with the players is the same. I try to tell the truth to everyone. I think is the best way to keep surviving in this different, difficult atmosphere, like a head coach of Barcelona team. And of course, when I am right now, I have 3 months at least since the beginning. So I am not able yet, because never you can adapt to the head coach job. But of course, my way, my mood is different respect to the beginning, because at the beginning, if not only think about football, you have to think also about 24 players, 18 person into the staff, different meetings, different, the last decision is yours, so their responsibility is different. So it's only be ready to different inputs. So I am much better respect the beginning, because I learned to understand which is my role here in Barca, like a head coach.
And talking a bit more about your journey, I know you have a background as an analyst and a fitness coach. And how has that supported your development as a coach? And how much do you use, you know, analysis and that in your coaching now?
Yeah, my background is all related to football, like analyst, physical trainer. I was working like assistant coach, like a head coach in Catalonia Federation too, in men's team. I was working with the female team too. All my preparation is related to football. And always I try to learn about everything, about your role. And it's not only about your football job, if not, you can learn about everything. You are working in another job, managing people, so you can adapt what you learn in this job. After that, you can adapt to a new role like a head coach, you know. And for me, it's always try to keep improving like a person, because when you have a new goal, it's like, okay, you have to keep learning. And after that, you can adapt this kind of learning to new to the new job. And all my experience, my background is, okay, it's experience I am adding to my back and be the most possible ready when I have my new job. And this year, of course, I am really happy because I am the first head coach in Barca, and all the background is like, I wasn't ready to do it, but like, if one day I have the responsibility to manage the first team, I have to learn before, you know. And you can, like a person, it's not like a head coach, like a person, you can learn different skill in different job, because after that you can adapt to the new role.
And then what would you say is your game model and philosophy, and how did you develop that?
My background, I was lucky because I always had good players. So when you have good players, you can dominate all the games. And always I try to have the possession of the game. I try to put under pressure to the opposing team during the build-up, try to get to win the ball possession as high as possible. When we are attacking, have four players inside, playing in different channels, in different squares to have more options to receive the ball and making progress during the game. And other players making different roles during the game to facilitate this kind of association between the midfielder players. And one of the most important things for me when we are attacking is be ready for the transition. It's not only talk about intensity, you have to talk about be good placed. Many times I listen another head coach, okay, you are not doing enough efforts to recover the ball. And for me, it's like, okay, if we are not ready to recover the ball as soon as possible, we lose it, it's because we are not well placed. Because I know that every player want to have the ball possession. So is be ready for the transition. And after that, he tried to keep improving the individual skills. I told you about that before. And give more options when we don't have the ball, different ways to make the pressure during the opposing build-up. And I always try when I have to the under control situation and try to disorganize, making another thing, trying to keep improving to the team. It's not, okay, I am doing okay, I have to do that. I have to modify something to try to adapt to different environment. And if you watch our games, it's just the key, I think, is have the possession, create different clear situation of goal, identify the superiorities of the game. Here, Barca is one of the most important things when we have the ball, and try to win the ball possession as soon as possible, we lose it. I think I will need to explain during 3 hours the model of the game, but I think this is one of the most important things.
And you've spoken a bit about learning as much as you can about the game. How important is it for you to network and speak to other coaches and look at what they're doing and learn from other coaches?
I remember when I was working like assistant coach in the Catalonia Federation, one of my main area, it was keep improving like a person and try to learn about another head coach and other clubs. And I think this is one of the most important things like for your personal growth, because it's not so important if you agree or you don't with the other way the head coach decide, but you can learn many things about that. When you try to put and explain one situation and another person try to refuse or to refuse your idea, it's like this challenge or this debate, this arc, I don't know which is the exactly meaning in English. You are talking about the same situation. You have your vision. I have mine. So you can learn about the another person is thinking. So one of my part of course, at the beginning of my career, it was try to learn about another head coach. Right now, it's not so easy for me because I don't have enough time to carry out all what I want. But I try with my friends, my close friends, explain different situations and explain with the bottle. Okay, if this is the player, which is the best way to press? Is the try to put in value the situation and discuss about the different situation. For me, is the best way to keep improving. Like a not also like a head coach, if not like a person.
And do you have any head coaches that you really look up to, if you want to share them with us?
I am from Galicia. I am from Galicia. My favorite team when I was younger in a different area in Vigo, it was Barça, Pep Guardiola, because I loved this kind of games. All the time trying to create the superiority, playing with many players inside. And as soon as possible, you lose the ball, you come back, have it again. It's like, okay, which is the way to get that, you know? For me, Pep Guardiola, it was one of my favorite head coach because the mentality try to put in value an style. Is very difficult. And when he was working in Bayern or right now in Manchester City, is modify all the style, you know. And for me, it's really really hard to do it. And she get it. So she is one of my main head coach.
So you spoke a bit about kind of success. What success looks like for your team. What does success look like for you as an individual and as a coach?
For this year?
Yeah, for this year.
Yeah. For me, it's try to keep improving, try to make better all the players. It doesn't matter if she's at the beginning of the game or she's on the bench or she's at home. My main goal is try to improve all the players. Like an individual goal, okay? But after that, of course, I want to win every single game I play. I am very competitive person. I'm very frustrated if I lose a game, a friendly game, or whatever you want. I am really competitive, so I want to win everything. For me, if you are a Barcelona head coach, you have to win everything. It's not mandatory, but, you know, the atmosphere, if you don't do it, it's like, you leading really well. I don't hide my person. I understand which is my role here. I have to try to win everything or almost everything like the last year. And for me, the most successful season it will be win everything. This is really difficult to get it, because in football, even when you are playing better, it's not so easy to win all the games. It's really, really difficult. But for me, the main goal for the season will be try to improve the individual players and, like a team, try to win everything, of course, and get better results. Respect the last year is try to all the time keep improving. This is the mentality, mine and the players too, as well.
And final question: what is it that you love so much about coaching?
I think I remember leaving the games during the last year. Yeah, I am very energetic person, but during this year, I think it's a little more higher respect to last year, because the responsibility is not the same. And the last year I was enjoying all the games, but being a little more relaxed. But right now you have to put all your attention during all the game. You can't concede any mistake. You can't concede any goal. So you have to be ready. So the I am a little more energetic during the game, and it's the emotion which you are leaving the game. And I think it's one of the most important thing for me. I like it. I love it. That because when you finish the game, it's like I was playing for 90 minutes. This is my physical feeling, you know. And of course, the players are who are playing football, not mine. But the last year it was like, okay, I am really with the focus during the game, but it's not your responsibility 100% what happened into the pitch. But right now, like a head coach, is another a step more. So it's the way which I am living the game. I love that. I love that. Really, I love that. I think it's one of the most important reasons what I like or I love being the main head coach.
That was Jonathan Giraldez, head coach of Barcelona Women. We thank Barcelona for their help, and of course, Jonathan as well. We wish them all the best for the rest of the season. Thank you as well to the organisers of the Sports Tomorrow Congress, of which Women's Soccer Coaching is proud to be a media partner. Don't forget, the November issue of Women's Soccer Coaching is available now to subscribers. Visit www.womenssoccercoaching.com. to subscribe. I'm Andrew Rayburn. Thanks to Steph for the interview, and thanks again for you to listening to this, the Women's Soccer Coaching Podcast.